Okay, now, back a long time ago, about an hour ago, we were talking about cars, and I was going to ask you then what you do if something is squeaking in the car. What do you call what you do to it? To make it stop squeaking.
Depends on what kind of, where the squeak is.
Well, if you had
now, if it's a some door hinge or a spring, you can use a certain kind of oil or spray oil.
Well, if it's that black stuff you have to put on it, you do what?
Then on the belts and things that squeaks and things, they use black, can't think of the name, it's tire looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's belt dressing, is what they call it. Mm-hmm. When you go by sawmills and things like that, that use a big flat belt.
Mm-hmm.
They use that, but usually if you've got a car and the belt is squeaking, it's either too high, too tight, a wrong belt, or your belt's wearing out, you need to get another.
Well, how about if an axle was squeaking, what would you do to that?
Well, there you would do what you call doping.
Mm-hmm.
You seal, your ring seal on the axle begins to leak. And then you dope is a heavy oil grease,
mm-hmm,
that they squirt in there to, for that. Usually you hardly ever have a squeak like that. Now the front spindles, or front axles, if you want to call them, which is spindles, really what they are, and instead of axle in the front wheels of the car, it's got dry. And the bearings,
mm-hmm,
there's two kinds of bearings. Some of them carries a ball bearing and some of them are roller bearings. And you can take that off, and the kind of grease to use there is what is known as a fiber grease that you pack with it. This won't melt and run like the cup grease and other greases.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, squeaking, is in your brakes, your brake lining. Sometimes you get a little fluid, a grit or something in there. And then your brake lining wears down to where the rivets that hold the lining to your brake shoe,
mm-hmm,
will get against the hub of your car. And if it does that, a lot of times you have to have what you call turn them. You take that to a machine shop where they will take a thing that there that'll dress this smooth in there to shave it off. And trim it down. Of course, it wears on your hub, but you have to do that.
If you're using grease and it gets all over your hands, you say your hands are all what?
Greasy.
Okay. Now, what did they used to burn in lamps?
They called it two things. Well, way back they burnt what they call pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That they come from pine tree where you get pine tar and rosin. You see, they used torches for a long time, then they used this pitch. Then, I don't know when, but what is known as kerosene, and it's called coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
And on the railroad, it's called signal oil, and that stuff stinks and burns lots longer than coal oil and kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
And you have gas lamps, too, that you burn gas in.
Did you ever see a lamp that was made just out of a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
They call it a wick.
The whole lamp, you call it?
No, they call it... You was talking about rags, that's what I had.
What do you call the whole lamp?
Just the lamps, all I know.
Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
What?
Flambeau?
I don't recall.
They say that in Louisiana. I didn't know if they said it here.
Well, different places, a lot of the names now, maybe a child couldn't speak plain.
Yeah.
And they call it something else.
Now you said,
like my two oldest boys now, we talked about Circ a long time. They talk pretty plain now, but the oldest boy, when he went to the table on the Circ, he'd call it Hope. Another boy says it's not hope, it's hate. Now that's...
It sounds more like hope than hate. Doesn't sound much like either one of them.
It didn't?
No.
But we knew by the motion what...